This time, we get to hear from Great Kahine Benjamin Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, great saints, here and abroad. Yahweh's peace be with everyone. You can be seated. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to do part two. We're going to continue on with where we started this morning. If we can put up the title slide, please. This is going to be entitled The Day of Small Things, Part 2, okay, for your notes. But we talked this morning about the microbes, the micro kingdoms, these tiny micro kingdoms that Yahweh has been using to send messages. Yahshua has been sending to send messages, or using to send messages. And today, or tonight, we're going to specifically focus on a small thing that's right in the middle of those pictures. It's called the mustard seed, the great kingdom of Yahweh, the house of Yahweh. We're going to focus on the house of Yahweh and the city of Israel in particular here, in the city of Israel. So let's go to the next slide. Now, I need to go back to a sermon dated 9/21/2019. It was Isaac 21/2019, about the city of Israel. This was the first sermon, and I got to tell you, the great Kohan, Pastor Israel Abel Hawkins, called me earlier that week, and I had looked up the Yematria for that day, for that coming Sabbath, and I knew that it was 3478 Yisrael. I didn't know anything about the city of Israel at that time, but he called me a few days after I'd found that, and actually, if you remember, I also had taken a picture of a license plate on that first day morning as well after I'd looked up the Yematria, and it said 3478, which meant Yisrael. But then Pastor called, and Pastor said, I need you to look up City of Abel. And I looked it up, and, you know, there wasn't anything there. I mean, I couldn't find anything. And he asked me to look up a couple more things. And then, but nothing transpired from it in the Ametria. And then he asked me, why don't you try City of Yisrael? And that grew and blossomed and it just exploded with all kinds of interesting definitive information and signs that was exactly what Yahweh wanted this city called. You know, all the prophets have cities named after them. You had Abel had a city named after him over there in Israel. But this great prophet in these last days, and much more than a prophet, he also needs a city named for him. And that's what this sermon was about from 9/21/2019, Isaac 21, both 21s. Remember that. Let's go to the next slide. Now, the Yematria for that day, I'm going to go over it with you again, for the day that we first brought this information about the city of Israel. The first number in Isaac 21, 9/21, was 357. It was from 193, and it meant leading man, noble, and mighty. And when we put in leading man, noble, mighty, you get 828, pastor's birth date in 1934. Also remember, 828 also means I will make prominent the sprinkled. Hebrew, the next number was Hebrew 21:42, and it meant a memorial named to mark so as to be recognized and to record. From 21:45, remembered man, okay? So this memorial to be marked is recognized and recorded on that day in the heavens. Remember, the heavens are witnessing these things along with us here. It was to be remembered, this city was to be remembered in a man's name, and that man is shown in this third number, 3478, Yisrael. And I want to remind you of something. Whenever you see the word Israel in your scriptures, okay, you can check me out on this, it should have been Yisrael with a Y. And 3478 shows that if you'll go and look at it. It's not Israel, it's Yisrael. He who rules as Yahweh rules. And Yisrael is from 8280. You see that number 828 there? Just drop the zero. Again, you see pastor's birthday from 1934 at the beginning of this ending of the ages. You know, this last generation, this 1074 generation. Now, when you add up those numbers in Isaac 21, 921, you get 5977, and it meant a spot as being fixed. Or, you know, a spot as being chosen to do something. To place something, a place, upright. From 5975, it means change, appointed, erected, raised, established, establishing, fixed. That's right. The city of Israel was established. It was brought forth that day and made known to the people at the place that it would be raised, in this great house of Yahweh, in these last days. Let's go to the next slide. Also in that sermon, brought forth Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 3, that to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. And that's what we're specifically looking at, and a time to build up. Put and a time to build up in your matria, and you get 187, 1122, and 835. But let's focus on 187 right now, which means fully ripe, reach maturity, flourish from 188 at the present point of time. That's right. The great house of Yahweh is growing green. We're growing spiritually. We're also growing and expanding outward from here. And at the present point of time is when this needed to be done. Okay. And it's all in Yahweh's timing and plan, this city of Israel. Okay. Now the next number was 1122. 1122 is from 1121, and it means builder of the family name, okay? Builder of the family name. Well, what's the family name? The family name of Yahweh, okay? From 1129, and it means to build, to set, to establish, to build up Yisrael. Yisrael. It says I-S-R-A-E-L, I believe in Strong's, but it should be Y-I-S-R-A-Y-L, okay? Okay, and then 1122 in the Greek means a man learned in the law of Moshe, a teacher, a writer, a recorder. Now, doesn't that describe somebody you know? That's right, the great witness. That's what the word witness means. It means to record, to write, to see, you know, to experience and go through these things. Like we're witnessing right now, we're going to witness this system, this evil, beastly system that we just saw in the video, which was a really wonderful video. It's going down, but at the same time it's going down, this great mustard seed, the house of Yahweh, the kingdom of Yahweh, is on the rise. And it's from 1121, and it means writings, literature, Bill Hawkins, right? Buffalo Bill Hawkins. Okay, and I grabbed that actual 1125 out of the, from 1125 is what it is, Bill. I grabbed it out of the Strong's Greek for you, so you can see for yourself. I'm not making that up. It means Bill. Okay, and it means to record, describe, and write as well. So let's go to the next slide on a time to build up and a time to build up, and you'll see that number 835. Now, I want you to remember everything that was brought this feast about the mountains, these mountains being brought low. Every mountain that is high will be brought low, okay? And every, you know, this hill is going to be exalted. Yahweh is going to lift us up, okay? But the other mountains, these other churches, these religions are going to be brought down, all 4,199 led by the Roman Catholic Church. And we're not going to have to lift a finger other than to do the work in building the city of Israel together as a team, okay? Now, Strong's 835 is from 833. It means to guide, to be level, honest, right, straight, blessed, okay? Now, this Ecclesiastes 3, where we get this and a time to build up, was written in 977 BY, as you can see there from the Book of Yahweh. When you take 977 BY and you add 2019, when this sermon was given, when the city of Israel was brought forth, you get 2,996 years. There's that 996 again, right? See that? And it's from Strong's. It means he causes to build. Notice it's from 1129, which means build, set, establish, build up Israel. Now, the naming, you know, the name of Israel, Y-I-S-R-A-Y-L, you'll first see was done in Genesis 32 in the Book of Yahweh in 1739 B.Y. And remember, we showed from 1739 B.Y. to 1991 when this, and let me go back for a minute, the temple patent, I forgot to mention on the slide going back, the temple patent was first filed on 1122, the same number you're fixing to see, you see here in a time to build up, but it was on 1122, 1991, that temple patent was filed. When you go from 1739, when this naming of Israel in Genesis 32:28 first occurred, when you add 1991 years, you get 3730, and if you'll notice, 3730 in Strong's Hebrew means capital, city of Israel, the capital, right? The capital of the world, okay? That's what it's going to be, and you're part of it. You're here at this feast. Okay, so let's go to city of Israel. Next slide. City of Israel, okay? Let me remind you of the gematria of city of Israel. The first number is 187, and it means fully ripe, reach maturity, flourish at the present point of time. And again, 1122, remember when the temple patent was filed, or temple meaning house of Yahweh, they call it a temple, we call it the house of Yahweh. It means builder of the family name from 1129 to build, set, establish, and build up Israel. Strong's Greek 1132, again, remember it means a man learned in the law of Moshe, a teacher, a writer, a recorder from 1121, writings, literature, Bill Hawkins. Buffalo Bill, born in 1934 as Buffalo Bill Hawkins. And the third number, 1568, means witness pile, a memorial of stones. And refer to the 12 stones that were set up by Yahshua ben Nun after he crossed the Jordan River. That's in the Book of Yahshua. I believe it's chapter 6. When you put in 12 stones, notice what you get. Those 12 memorial stones add up to 1074. 12 stones, 1074, the tag number, 1074 of this generation. Okay, now let's go to the next slide. Now we're up to this morning. Now go back and watch those sermons. There was a couple of them given, I think 921 and 928 of last year about the city of Israel. Go back and rehearse those. Right now I'm going to move forward to today. Earlier, showed the encouraging signs that Yahweh's and Yahshua have been sending all along here to be encouraging to us. And I'm going to read this quote again from the 11th book of Israel, part 2, chapter 16, verse 39, where Pastor says, after this donkey vision he had, now look at verse 28, Luke 21, 28. Now, this is meant to be encouraging because of the fact that the load has been great, the tests have been great, the frustrations, you know, we've been through it all. I've been through it with you. I know what you've suffered, and I'm suffering with you. So this is an encouraging sign to us, and that's why he sent it at this time to let you know, okay? And again, when you put in comfort and encourage, and remember, Yahshua said the comforter would be sent to us, and we have a comforter, the branch, Israel Hawkins, okay? And the patience and comfort of the scriptures as well. Now, comfort and courage means is 1074 in your matria. That 179, remember, it goes to 56, which means mourning at Abel. It means Abel, A-B-A-L. And the third number is 710. Now, I really want to point something out here. 710 is talking about Habakkuk. On page 710 in the book of Yahweh, you see the word Habakkuk means encouragement. What a coincidence, right? But also, I want you to remember something Pastor told you earlier today. He told us that in 710 BY, Micaiah 4 was written. What is Micaiah 4 written about? Micaiah 4 is about the establishment of the house of Yahweh. Come, let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, the house of Yahweh. Remember? Where we will learn war no more. The peaceful solution, character education program. That's why it was given to us, so we can learn the peace, the way of peace. Okay? Micaiah 4 was written in 710 BY. And 710 also means purple or royal. Well, royal, remember, purple, 710, Hebrew 710 is purple, and it means royal. Wow, what a coincidence. And then we also heard Strong's 4467 is the word royal. 44, you know, the 44 that we're sitting on, the city of Israel, they saw the word royal over the 44. Wow, what an amazing coincidence. Okay, next slide. Okay, so the Yahweh 21, 2020, Omer 6, that's today where this information is being brought forth. And remember, the first number meant to go, walk, brought from 1980. Wow, that was 40 years ago when the house of Yahweh was dedicated, the mobile sanctuary, on 12/2/1980 by the two witnesses, 40 years. Remember, we heard from the great Gaham about that, 40 years. But now, 1980, that word number is used about 10 times in Isaiah 4, in Isaiah 2 and Micaiah 4 about come. It means to go, come, walk, come, let us go, flow. Remember, the people are going to flow. Go at once, growing, move, move, moving. We need to get moving. We need to get here and build this city. From 32:12. To bear, bring, flow, grow, prosper. The second Greek 581 means to be away, to be removed from. That means to separate from sin, to depart from iniquity, to get all sin away from the great city of Israel, out of our hearts and minds and out of the city. Keep all uncleanness out of the camp. The third number, or the second number, 3486. Notice, it's from Hebrew 51:51, and it means Nehumia or Nekumia, consolation or comfort of Yahweh. Comfort, comforting. From 51:62, change minds. Comforted, comforter, give rest, repent, think better. When the time of mourning was ended. And I remind you, do you please go and read Isaiah 40, verse 1, read the whole chapter, about comfort, comfort my people. Okay, now Nehumia, it's on page, Nehumia is on 708, page 708, it means consolation of Yahweh, and in the very first verse there, you see about this Nehumia being an Elkoshite. An Elkoshite, remember, is 512 in Strong's Hebrew. The very date Pastor had is I'm in full control dream. Can I have my next slide? Yahweh 21, 2020. Omer 6, the third number is 6614, alluding to Isaiah 6614, which says, When you see this, your heart will rejoice and your bones will flourish like grass, and the hand of Yahweh will be known to be with his servants, right here in the city of Israel. And his judgment or his indignation toward his enemies or toward his enemies, not that Yahweh is their enemy, they're enemies of Yahweh, but Yahweh has no hatred for no one, okay? And notice, that verse is 1074, Isaiah 66, 14, but go and read that whole chapter. Can I have my next slide? Remember, an encouraging sign, the dedication date and time, Yahweh 19, 2020. When you put that in your matria, you get 581, 3486, and 7194. Remember, 3486. Let's go to the next slide. 3486, remember, it means Nechumia, or consolation of Yahweh, comfort, from 5162, to change minds, to comfort, comforting, repent, think better. And 7194, the third number, means to bind, to league together, to join together, stronger work. That means if we unite in mind, in spirit, in this work, we can get this job done and we can build this city if we all unite together and do this work. Now, go to the next slide, please. Zechariah 4:10 says, "For who has despised the day of small things? They will rejoice when they see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel, or he who opposes Babylon, and the complete knowledge and understanding of Yahweh will go throughout the whole earth." Notice, they will rejoice, 1074. Remember, home of the 1074, Israel, Texas. And then 2214 is Jewish, the Jewish number on the Yematria, and it's alluding to Revelation 22:14. "Blessed are those who keep his laws, that they may have right to the tree of life here at the great city of Israel, and can enter in through the gates into the city." You have a window of opportunity. Remember the word window today. This window of opportunity, 32:21, is from 32:20. And notice, it's Yam, but it's the M-A-Y backwards. That's when the second moon Passover is. 3:22. Remember, 32:20 means west, western, get here, western light, get here to keep the feast. Okay, and at this time, if everybody would, I don't know, stand or remain sitting, wherever you are, at this time, I'd like to turn it over to the great priest, the great Kohen Eliyahu Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Please be seated. The one thing we want to make sure to get in everyone's mind before we hear from our great teacher is that when you go back out in this world, you're going to see in the news where the things are declining. The curve is going down. Just like the witness said, just like the seventh Malach said, these things would be five moons. They're going down. Five moons, they're going down. And you can see that. But heed the warning. They're saying that it's still a very dangerous place. Notice they're saying mask and gloves for everyone. Our people should always be in these mask and gloves. You'll fit right in. Don't worry about what they think. You're going to fit in fine. But it starts off with this locust that's coming out in Africa. Watch very quickly, because they say that when the cows eat the locust, the cows are dying. And they say the swarm is bigger than the city of Moscow. At this time, if we could go ahead and play the news. At this time, if everyone would please stand that's here, and those of you in your cars and overseas, get ready to blow your horns and shout. I would like to introduce the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kohen Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Listen to those trumpets out there. Wow. Wow. Praise Yahweh. You can be seated. I won't keep you long, but I want to show you how and when you're going to get a break. And you'd probably find this on your own, maybe not. But the news is showing the COVID-19, you just saw it, how that is slowing down. And of course, it's just like Yahweh said it would be. It'd start, it'd say 5 moons, 5 months, and then it would leave as it came. Time of the, if you look at Revelations 11, I want you to see this 3.5 years, that this time period in which we have this time period of these these curses, these called plagues in the sacred scriptures. Here in Revelations 11 and 1 through 4. Now, this is all tying in with the plagues. 11, 1 through 4, the time of the witnesses. Their time is 3.5 years that they were prepared to bring. These 3.5 years cast about with darkness. That darkness is also shown in one of the plagues, two of the plagues. In Revelations 11, he says, "And there was given unto me a rod, a reed like a rod." That was brought out. It's a pencil, a writing pencil, and what I would do with it. "And the Moloch stood, saying, Rise, measure the temple of Yahweh and the altar and its confines, which we have done and talked about it." Not only have we measured it, we did everything else that's in here too, which is showing you that that was not Yahweh's house. The temple, it was a structure, a building. Yahweh's house is his people. And of course, the disciples, they showed this in the Acts of the 12 disciples. "But the court which is outside the temple, leave out, measure it not, for it's given to the nations." And the nations right now are ruling this area right now. And it has been going on for quite some time. The holy city that it was once called Holy City, they will tread underfoot for 3.5 years. Be sure and get this 3.5 years. It's very important, tying it in with the plagues and the break that you're going to have to take care of your needs and also do it in a hurry. 3.5 years. Verse 2. Now that's not all. "And I will give to my two witnesses to perform their prophetic office. And they will, the two witnesses will, foretell events about the 3.5 years. Those cast about with darkness." Verse 4, "These are the two olive trees, the two lampstands." This is shown in Zechariah 5 and 6, 4, 5, and 6. Two lampstands, those ministering for the Father in the earth. That's the two witnesses. It gives their names in Isaiah 44 and so forth. Get the book of two witnesses. Two witnesses, time of 3.5 years. Now, 11:11. Look at chapter 11 and verse 11. And notice, "And after 3.5 years, it talks about a resurrection. This is translated improperly, and I don't have the proper translation. But notice the 3.5 years here. "And those remaining were frightened and gave glory to the Father in heaven." Now, if you go over, look down to verse 14, 11 and verse 14, we see something else. "The second woe is past." Now notice how this puts this woe in at the same time now. This is put in with the plagues. It's part of the identification of the plagues. "Behold, the third woe comes quickly." The second woe is past. "Behold, the third woe comes quickly." The second woe is past. The third woe comes quickly. Be careful or you'll miss this next, and it's very important. That verse indicates, by saying the third woe comes quickly, It shows you something there. Now think, put your thinking cap on and get this. The third woe comes quickly after the second woe. He didn't say this about any of the others. He just showed you that the third woe comes quickly after the second woe, indicating that it doesn't come quickly after the first woe. You got that? It shows a break. I hear some trumpets, so apparently some did. It shows a break between one and two. Otherwise, it would have said all of these come quickly. But he showed you that so you would know there's a break here between one and two. Don't think it's going to last long. Get your stuff done in a hurry. What you do now will prove something. It'll prove something to Yahweh one way or the other. So get it done quickly. Look at chapter 16 now of this in verse 2. Chapter 16 and verse 2. And the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and there came this noisome, grievous plague. And I went through that with you with all the what the words mean, the noisome, the crown, the mark. You have to get it all together. And verse two then is leveling off. They're saying, we got several newspaper reports that says the same thing. The coronavirus, you saw some on the news. Actually, there's a pretty fine stack of them here that you can see. I want to name just a few. Coronavirus, China's first confirmed COVID-19 case traced back to November 17. Now, if you'll count your months there, you'll see it's just right. It's time for it to start leveling off and leaving just like it came. If you remember how it came, it built, and now it's leveling off and dropping, as you saw on tonight's news. The first case of someone in China suffering from COVID-19, the disease caused by the novel coronavirus, can be traced back to November 17. Count the months. China reports no new coronavirus deaths for first time in 3 months. That is beautiful, isn't it? Surely there's no doubters now. Surely not. Surely. Praise Yahweh. Hear them trumpets blowing? Spain's daily death rate. This is Spain. Daily death rate. Declines further. U.S. virus hotspots in focus. There are tentative hopes in Europe that the coronavirus outbreak could be slowing as the number of new infections and fatalities start to slow down. Washington seeing massive decline in COVID-19. Washington in the United States. Coronavirus update for the third day in a row. Idaho reports decline in new COVID-19 cases. New York reports deadliest day yet for a second day in a row. Now that was in April 8th. That's changed there also. The Chinese stock surge got the money coming in here because they see, as hopes rise on slowing coronavirus spread. A glimmer of hope, they call it. Italy and Spain, as U.S. braces for toughest week. Italy and Spain, the two countries hardest hit by the new coronavirus, on first day reported encouraging signs in their fight against the deadly pandemic, sweeping the globe now, as the United States braced for a tough week ahead. Well, you get the idea, you should know by now that Yahweh is right. You know, when Yahshua said there was going to be bombs that could darken the sun, he said that generation, speaking of our generation that started in 1934, because that's when the nuclear bomb started. 1934, along with the computer, that's a knowledge increase given to you in Daniel 12 and verse 4, the knowledge increase, and then he shows the destruction in that same chapter now. He shows the destruction that comes behind this in this generation with the knowledge increase. Yahshua said, speaking of Daniel's prophecy, Matthew 24, verse 8, speaks of, as Daniel wrote, a couple of things there that Yahshua quoted. He said, speaking of 3.5 years, he said there would be bombs that could darken the sun in this generation. It started in 1934. I was born, as it's been brought out many times now, this speech, I was born in 1934. I've been preaching almost as long as Noah preached before the second flood. Yes. And now we see it coming to pass, and we're given 3.5 years to see it in, and we're seeing it. And that means there had to be technology prophesied, which is showing it for us to see. Thousands will fall around us, Yahweh said. This is Psalms 91, speaking of us. We've got a work to do, a righteous work to do. That's the reason Yahweh is offering us protection. And, of course, we've got to be alive to raise the dead. That's what we're going to do. We will not all die, but we will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, Yahweh says, at the last trump. That last trump is us. The last trump is us. The last 3.5 years we're in right now. Yahweh is here with us, and we praise Yahweh for being here. Yahweh said, none of this will come near you if you do what I say. Well, of course, that break, when it comes, you really need to show Yahweh that you do believe him, get your records in order, and you know what else. If you'll all come to attention, I want to have prayer with you. We have about 2 billion people out there that could be watching right now. Yeah, 2 billion. I'd like to pray for them too. So if you'll rise and raise your hands to Yahweh, raise your hands. Your hands show, yes, your hands do show the life you live. You can't fool Yahweh. Hold your hands up to Yahweh. You might want to repent later and start converting and get here, start making your plans to get to the house of Yahweh. Seek first the kingdom of heaven Seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. That kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of Yahweh, is the house of Yahweh. That's what it is, the kingdom of priests that Yahweh is building right now. You can be a part of it. The kingdom of heaven, the house of Yahweh. Go to the place where he chooses to place his name. Deuteronomy 12:5. That's your next order. You need to show Yahweh what you want to do, and you will. Raise your hands. Our Father in heaven, whose name is Yahweh, this is Israel Hawkins' father, your last day's witness, coming to you through Yeshua, our high priest and king, over the house of Yahweh, coming to you, Father, with your whole house, seeing us and being with us through the technology, the increase in knowledge that you've given us and the world to perform this great thing that we're performing now, speaking here in the building called the House of Yahweh and among the people called the House of Yahweh, speaking to all the world. We praise you and thank you for this. We ask, Father, your blessings upon your people. We ask your protection upon all of those who will repent and start converting, practicing your laws, statutes, and judgment. Acts 3:19, 1 John, 1 Yochanan, or 1 John 3, the whole chapter. Read the whole chapter. Deuteronomy 12:5, the place you pick to place your name in prophecy, and you've showed it to us in prophecy. We ask, Father, your protection on all of those who will repent, convert, and of course, come to your house as you tell them to do. We bless everybody. We praise you, Yahweh, for this great feast we've had. We bless you in the name of Yahshua Messiah. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Be careful. Yahweh be with you. I believe I will. They just reminded me. I want to hear all those trumpets out there. And I hope if all you people around the world could raise your voices, all of us together, we might could shake the earth. At the sound, at the count. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah! Yahweh! Oh, that's beautiful.